Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but you know, we're making it through all right. Big guy's working on important projects. Getting really some exciting work done. And
getting buff.
We can't wait. Just imagine if it was that was the whole reason. Just like a mantra.
Oh, he comes back just, like Rob McElhenney, you know, in season 9 of It's Always Sunny, just all of a sudden cut, dude.
Yeah. See, the first thing I thought of was Mr. Incredible from The Incredibles.
Sure.
But this is Dueling Tangents. We go down some of them sometimes, but you can also give us a call and share your tangent with us or your thoughts on the headlines of the day. 844-967-2789. We are talking about the breaking news earlier today. Alex Lazary, vice president on leave from the Milwaukee Bucks, dropping out of the race for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate here in the state of Wisconsin, less than 2 weeks, 13 days before the partisan primary is set to take place. People are already voting in that partisan primary, though. So it's underway. Voting is underway in this primary that Alex Lazary has dropped out of. And I find it interesting. And I want to share some of my takes as well as hear from you on the phone lines. Up first this afternoon, we're going to go to John in Watertown. John, what are your thoughts today?
I just turned your station on, so I really didn't hear the first part of the show. But I was under the impression, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but if a candidate drops out, like, okay, today Alex Lazary dropped out. Now, did he throw his support behind any other candidate?
He did. He endorsed, in suspending his campaign, he endorsed Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in his bid in the race.
Okay. Now, wouldn't his votes then go to Mandela Barnes since...
That's sort of what I had asked earlier. That goes back to what Luke had said about ranked choice voting. If you hadn't heard that part, yeah, we don't have ranked choice voting here. So, you know, those votes for Lazary... votes for Lazary.
Yeah, there's no mechanism in the state of Wisconsin for a ballot cast for a specific candidate. If that candidate drops out, for it to count towards any other candidate, it doesn't exist in our state, John. Yeah. So even though Alex Lazary is endorsing in this race now Mandela Barnes, he doesn't receive his vote totals however many there are. In the partisan primary. It doesn't work that way. The endorsement is more of a nice, this is who I'm supporting. You should support them if you supported me. And it doesn't even work that way every time, because I know in the Democratic primary back in 2020 for president, there were a lot of people that thought, well, if you like Pete Buttigieg, but when Pete Buttigieg dropped out, you're going to endorse, say, Joe Biden at the time. A lot of Pete Buttigieg supporters' second choice was actually Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. And so there's a lot of different crossover. It's important to remember that voters, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, are not a monolith.
They don't make sense.
Oh, no. There's a lot of interesting... More than 100,000 people voted for Scott Walker and Tammy Baldwin in 2018.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting breakdown here in the state of Wisconsin.
That is strange.
Yes. So...
You answered my question, so I appreciate that. It just seemed to me like that would be the logical way to do that.
Well, and we could move forward with some reforms to voting and go towards ranked choice voting, but unfortunately, nothing like that would pass the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature. That's not something. They are too busy to actually do anything, really, this year. They wrapped up legislative business at the end of February, beginning of March. So appreciate your call, John. You could be like John and be like Andrew out in Waukesha calling in. Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. Here's a tangent. In regards to ranked voting, there's nothing stopping the parties from implementing ranked voting in an endorsement process. I know the Democratic Party doesn't have an endorsement process, but it's a terrible idea for statewide voting. This announcement by Lazary is an interesting opportunity, though, for voters in Robin Voss's district, because now essentially if a Democratic voter is in a majority Republican district, they really have no primaries that would, you know, drive them or motivate them to come out and vote in. You know, you guys complain about Robin Voss, and myself as a conservative, I don't like Robin Voss's leadership at all. I think it's time for him to go. What do you think about those Democratic voters in his district coming out and voting for his opponent and taking this opportunity to kick Voss out?
Well, that's an interesting point, and I'd love to hear a little bit, Andrew, from you, why you think ranked choice voting is a bad idea. But at the same time,
even bringing it up is going to—that's a tangent, though.
Hey, that's what this show's all about. But let me answer your question about the Robin Voss, because those Democratic voters, unfortunately, if they want to still vote in the Democratic primary, say they have a preference between Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, the two front runners in the race now. They wouldn't be able to cross over between it because Wisconsin has a partisan primary. So you can
right.
only
and
vote.
That's important for people to understand. Yes, you would have to choose between
right.
voting for Voss's opponent or having your voice heard. But again, if you're looking at the polls and you see these endorsements for the candidates that dropped out and they're endorsing Mandela Barnes, you kind of think, well, he's probably got it wrapped up. You know, large number, big perspective, these Democratic voters in Voss's district could have a much bigger impact on Wisconsin politics than just casting a vote in the Democratic primary for senator.
I find it an interesting idea and an interesting tangent, Andrew, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, one of the things that I think as well, though, is Robin Voss and getting him out there, out of his office, I don't think should have to be a Democratic voters in his district to choose his primary opponent. That sounds like if Republicans in Wisconsin truly want to stand up and not condone what Robin Voss does as leadership, the state assembly could vote him out of that position. The individual members elected to that body have have agency and have the ability to say, if that's not the direction we want our party to go in, we're not voting for it anymore. So I think it's Republicans that need to take care of that problem. And I agree. I think Robin Voss should go. But he's got a pretty good gerrymandered map, and he's got a pretty tight control on the power of the Republican Party in the legislature. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. So appreciate your call, Andrew. Please call back again soon. I got a number of other callers that we're going to get to as well, but this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be coming up on a short break. Going to get to a number of other Wisconsin headlines and taking more calls. 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
For good.